wow, back in the coaching biz, I think for the first time in about 10 years, Coach. You hate to see Eric Miller's done a great job with what he's done at Wallace and boys basketball. AD apparently going to Ravenna. You hate to see that, but you're back in the coaching business. Did you ever think you'd get back again?
Gosh, I never. I guess I was, once I left Arapahoe, Arapahoe was such a great experience that I never ruled it out, Rich, because you always have that burn once you coach, that maybe something might pop up, but I never took this position with the idea I was going to be in coaching again. Eric did do a great job for us. He's a great guy, one of the best guys I've been around, and we wish him nothing but the best of Ravenna, and it's good for him and his family because they'll be close to family. And so when it opened up, I never really thought about it much, and I had some people talk to me about it a little bit, and then the kids came and talked to me, and so I'm kind of a sucker for that thing, I guess, and so here I am back in the saddle again. So,
well, I know
how it works out.
Yeah, I know. I saw you at a lot of games. I mean, you were attended a lot of games over the years, and so you still love the game, don't you?
I do. I know a lot more answers when I'm over there on the sideline than I did when I was in the coaching box. I had all the answers when I was a spectator. It was tough to watch sometimes. It really was. You start to remember those good times and all the fun that you had, the relationships you build over the years, and then you start to get that burn again, like I said. Then my grandson's playing, and I kind of get, I watch that, and you start to get like the mental part of it starts to come back to you a little bit almost, and then you find yourself kind of wanting to do again. So here I am, and hopefully it works out for us.
Yeah, I was going to mention what you presented this to your family because I think your son's over St. Pat's. I'm not for sure where your daughter's at, but boy, their basketball, I know, probably still junkies today. What did you and your wife? What did they say when you presented all this to them?
Well, I think they thought I was crazy. the girls are they're concerned about, I drive, 30 miles every day. They're kind of concerned about the drive. And the boys, they're like, let's get it going. Let's go. And where can we get Wildcat gear? And, and so once I assured the girls it'd be okay, then they felt better about it. And my wife Marge is a basketball wife. She just is. And she just, if it makes you happy, you go ahead and do it, and we'll be support you. And I've been very fortunate for 45 years to have her be supportive. And so it's a family. It's been a family gathering and get together to talk about it. And my grandson, he gave me the stamp of approval. So here we go.
The grandson stamp, that was the big kicker right there, wasn't it?
It had a big effect on him because he's in high school now. I want to make sure that he's okay with, I don't get to see him play a lot anyhow because I'm watching the Wallace games, and this will probably take a few of those times to get to watch him play even too. So he's excited about it, and so that helps. That does help.
I bet it's going to feel, pretty – I'm not for sure if Wallace and Arapahoe ever – play each other on the regular season, but if they happen to meet in like an RPAC tournament or something like that, that'll be kind of interesting, won't it?
It would be really, really tough. I mean, it would be really tough. The Rappel position was, I mean, that's where I kind of grew up there, and those people are very special to me. That school is very special to me. Wallace is a new adventure for me, and people have been just terrific here and just very supportive, and it's a great place to be. I hope that never happens, Rich. I hope that there, unless it's in the championship, then that'd be okay.
There you go. Exactly right. Championship match, RPAC tournament at the Graff Event Center. That would be, boy, that place would be sold out to watch that one.
Well, I hope we get there. It's been a long time since Wallace has played on Championship Saturday, so I think it's been a while. So it'd be nice to see them get back to that position. But Gosh, there's a lot of good coaches, a lot of good teams out in this area. We got a lot of work to do before you start talking about those kind of things. So our kids are willing to do it, and we'll give it a try and see what happens.
And finally, you're enjoying all your other duties there at Wallace. Love the school, love the kids, love all the staff there.
Yeah, it's you know, I came here, I honestly came here for 1 year. I thought I'd just, you know, try it for 1 year and see if I enjoyed it. This is my third year there, and I just signed a 2-year deal to continue there. And yeah, people have been just, they couldn't be any better and supportive, and the kids have been tremendous. And I'm working for a top notch school board superintendent. And the staff is excellent. So it's been really a good experience for me. And I didn't realize how much I missed it once I got out until I got back in, you know. And so I said it was had a great time at Arapahoe, and I'll never forget those people and that community. And it's just another step. And so hopefully we can make a little magic here, we hope. So we'll see what happens.